Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today to celebrate her upcoming 50th game in the Host Plus Sandful W League is Sturt sensation Izzy Kuiper. Izzy, thanks for your time, and exciting week for you, no doubt.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Can't wait to play the Big 5-0 this weekend.
Very exciting. Did you think you'd get there?
Oh, I don't know. I love footy, so I think the hope was always to get there, always play as long as I could, and we've finally made it, which is so exciting.
The game against South Adelaide, obviously pretty important in the context of the season for Sturt too, because you're sort of sitting 2-3 on the win-loss column and wouldn't mind to square that ledger up 3-3 at Theberton on Saturday night.
Yeah, absolutely. Just from where we're sitting, we want to start winning some games, making our way back up the ladder, which I'm so confident in our team that we can do.
And you, I guess the other thing as well is you guys have had the benefit of, from the outside looking in, you don't have those AFL-listed girls in your team. So while on paper, to start with, it looks like it could be a weakness for you, in some respect, it could end up being a strength for you because you get to keep that continuity of your group the whole way through.
Yeah, absolutely agree. I think it means there's no really disruptions to the team. We all get really familiar with each other's game style, playing with each other, so I think it's definitely a strength for us.
And you showed against Central District that you guys can really hit the scoreboard when you do get your game humming.
Yeah, and that's our style, that's how we like to play, so just need to focus on playing Sturt's game style, and that's what we can do.
And we'll certainly see if that can roll out against the Panthers on Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. But before we get to that point, Izzy, tell us about where footy began for you, all the way back with the Onkaparinga Valley Football Club Bulldogs.
Yeah, so I started playing there with my twin brother when we were just very little. Played there up until the age of, I think, under 11s, girls had to stop, and then I made my way to netball. And then 2019, my best friend, Alani, she brought me out into Mount Lofty to have a game for fun, bit of an outlet from netball, and fell in love with the sport, haven't looked back.
Yeah, cool. So I guess, in a way, the timing's been perfect for you, that you just missed out that sort of, I guess, 14, 15 age group, but at least it captured you the start in the evolution of AFL and Sandful W at about a good time going into your early 20s.
Yeah, that's it. And then we didn't miss too much footy, which was great. Kind of had that background of it, if you can count that, from under 11s. But
yeah,
so it's great timing.
What was it that you loved about it, playing with your twin brother, and how challenging was it for you? Because I would imagine at that point there wouldn't have been too many females running around with you.
Yeah, so it's absolutely challenging. There was only one or two other girls. So being in a team full of boys was hard, but I think being brought up with a twin brother, you kind of played like one of the boys anyway, and I loved the physicality side of it, the run, all of it.
Yeah. And speaking of that run, you are an exceptional runner, as I'm just guessing on the fly here, but did you have dabble in athletics along the way as well, or...?
Mum and Dad always threw me into like other sports, or always at school you did the competitions, the athletics, which I always loved doing, all the long distance running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think, just brought up as a sporty, athletic kid, thanks to Mum and Dad.
Yeah, and has that long distance running side of it helped you in your role as a midfielder now and covering so much territory for the Double Blues?
Yeah, absolutely. You cover so much ground in the mid, so it's good to have a background where, you're a bit stronger in that long distance. I think it definitely helps.
And midfield, has that always been a role that's come naturally to you? Because it seems like you find the ball pretty naturally, that's for sure.
Yeah, I haven't ever had a go anywhere else. I think I've always fallen into the mid and loved it. I find I'm such a hard ball getter, and that's what I love doing. And in the mid, that's kind of where you're exposed to it the most.
You must be doing well at it then, if Michael O'Connor doesn't see fit to move you at all.
You could say that.
And your debut at Sturt was in 2019, played four games in that initial debut season. That must have been really exciting for you to play your first Sanford W League game.
Yeah, it was exciting. I wasn't expecting to come down to Sturt. I thought I'd play a few games at Mount Lofty, that would be it.
Okay.
So then coming down, playing in the Sanford was just an incredible opportunity, and just playing at that next level was awesome.
And slowly but surely you built yourself into being one of the most valued players in the team, and then obviously a huge part in Sturt's run to its first ever grand final and first final series in 2022, which would have been exciting. But unfortunately in the prelim final when you had a win, there was a bit of a downer for you with the ACL injury.
Yeah, and timing of it was a bit unfortunate, but was happy to get the girls to the granny. It was exciting, cheering them on from the sidelines. Disappointed with the loss, but means, you know, I'm back this year, the year after, so we can definitely have another shot.
Sometimes do you wonder if you had been fit to play in that grand final that you might have helped the result tip the other way?
Oh, I don't know. We've got such a strong side. We don't have just one dominating player. We have the whole team. So I don't think I would have played a huge role. But on the day, you know, different things happens.
Yeah.
Who would have known?
Yeah, true. Must have been an exciting experience for the whole footy club, though, to be involved in that. And no doubt it's left you with a taste to get back there.
Yeah, absolutely. It was our first kind of final series since I started, which was a few years. So it's so exciting being involved in the process and all of that. And I guess for me, missing out on that granny, yeah, like you said, it just drives you even more to make that final series again.
And I guess the timing of it wasn't great from the point of view of missing the grand final, but overall, despite it being an ACL injury, you actually didn't miss too many games of footy. In fact, I think it was only about four, because you sort of missed the opening two or three the following year.
Yes, I worked really hard with my physio, Danielle, on off-season. Our goal was, you know, back in 9 months, and we kind of added up when that would be, and with the later start of the sample, that benefited me great.
Yeah.
So we worked really hard with our rehab and made it back to, we came back round four, I think, which was awesome.
Yeah, fantastic. And now you're certainly enjoying your footy at the moment as a key player in that Sturt midfield, but also you potentially might be a key player for the South Australian Sanford W state team. Obviously, we had the All-Stars match as part of Gather Round on Sunday, which you were a part of. That must have been an exciting experience.
It was unreal, yeah. You're playing with the top 42 players in the comp, so you can just imagine the game, everyone lifts, it's such high intensity, it's great to play against, it was great fun.
And I guess obviously it's been well publicised, it will be used as a reasonable guide in terms of selection for that inaugural Sanford W state team, so fingers crossed I Kuiper's name will be there when it's read out.
Yes, fingers are crossed. Wait and
see. How do you think you went?
I thought it was a really good hit out. I was happy with my game, the intensity of it, but like I said, it's the top 42 players in the state. Everyone's playing out of their skin. So hopefully we did enough. We'll see.
The girls must be really excited that the concept has been brought to life, much like the men's tradition of playing the waffle.
Yeah, it's great to see the girls getting the opportunity, and especially with the state game going to Perth, like, that's awesome for the girls. And I think from watching the men go through it, they're just happy to get the chance now themselves.
For sure. And off the field, Izzy, tell us about what you do for a living.
So I'm a registered nurse. This is my second year out of uni. I'm currently working at Flinders Medical Centre in the operating theatres there. I've just started here in February, so I've only been here a short time. I was previously at Northumber Hospital.
Okay. How challenging is it for you?
I find it hard just with footy. in the sense that I do 10-hour days here, so making trainings is a bit harder, but I'm very fortunate as a nurse that I am on a 5-day roster, so Monday to Friday, which means
okay.
I always have the weekends off in time for footy, which is great. Yeah, my body is pulling up a little bit sore from spending days on your feet and then going straight to training. But wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, no, that's it for sure. You get the chance to play that great game of Australian footy, don't you? So.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, Izzy, thank you for your time on Sample Radio. Do appreciate that, and wishing you all the best for your 50th Host Plus Sample W League game when Sturt tackles South Adelaide at Theberton Oval on Saturday night.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Zach.